It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad is with us Fridays. BradPowerSports.com will let you know how you can get all of his information, all of his picks, the newsletter, all the info that he works around the clock on. Brad, I'm just going to start with it. I'm not going to hold it back. Michigan, Minnesota, Saturday night, Minneapolis. The high that day is supposed to be 32, so the game will probably be played in the 20s. There's some precip perhaps during the game. And it's network TV, perfectly placed on a Saturday night. Give everybody your thinking there.
Well, I think you already broke down my handicap. I think under is the way to go. It's 54. Some money starting to trickle in on the under. It was sitting right around 55 or so. A couple days ago, it's down a point. So under 54, I think, is a pretty solid bet. I talk national market now just because so many states have legalization. I don't think they fully grasp it, at least at this time. Until maybe game day tomorrow, when they flip on their TVs, just how cold it's going to be. So under 54 is the bet for me. If you ask me on the side, I want to take Minnesota plus 3. But, you know, P.J. Fleck made some comments earlier this week and kind of hinted towards maybe some COVID issues for Minnesota. He really didn't clarify anything. We saw some money trickle in on Michigan at that point. 3's a pretty fair number as far as a power rating. To me, the reason I want to bet Minnesota is just Michigan's history on the road against ranked teams. I mean, 1-20 straight up. So lean Minnesota plus 3, but the preference, the bigger bet for me, I would say steak and oyster type play under 54.
And again, Brad, I know you study the weather more than I do because you make a living out of these games. And am I right about the weather? I mean, and I saw earlier in the week, I saw 60% chance of precip. I don't know if that's moved around any or not.
You know what? I haven't checked. It's funny you ask that because I was just checking the weather on tonight's games.
Right.
Have not seen an update. Some precip. I don't think it's overwhelming. And keep
right.
in mind, you know, cold weather isn't going to move a total too much. Just because it's cold doesn't mean that the game's going to automatically go under. But just because the teams aren't used to it, it's that first, you know, big time, you know, cold blast sometimes can affect it. I mean, you're obviously the one thing we look for when we're betting it is wind. Anything above 12 miles per hour signifies you should be starting to look at the under.
I'm excited about that game. Man, am I excited.
I am too. That's the one slot for me.
It is.
And I just looked it up. 28. This is the kickoff. That, you know, when the ball kicks off, 28 degrees, winds 5, and just a 7% chance of precip.
I'll stay with the thing. And some of our Wisconsin listeners, Coach G and some others, weighed in this morning. That Wisconsin-Illinois game, Big Ten Network, if you're wondering, everybody, about TV tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. And I was looking at the weather. Precip should stop, I was told by the folks up there, at the latest early afternoon. But tonight, it's probably going to be in the 35 to 37 range, Brad, is what I'm thinking and what I'm being told.
Yeah, I'm looking at, and this is a, you know, I'll tweet this out during the commercial break. There's a really good site I found in the last year that breaks down. It has every single college football game as far as weather, really breaks it down. They even have weather stations at a lot of the stadiums.
Yeah, link
that. So I will tweet this. Yeah, I will tweet this out during the commercial break. It's really cool, and right now it's showing for me for tonight 38 degrees for kickoff, winds about 10 miles per hour for the Wisconsin game. And you're right, not a great percent chance of precip, 6% chance.
Now, see, that weather right there is nothing to Wisconsin. I mean, that's just a normal day at the office, right?
Move the needle. Yeah, that's not going to move the needle. I mean, I know we love college. There is one game this weekend that has really moved as far as the total. It's actually in the NFL. The Kansas City-Denver game is 17 degrees, half a foot of snow. That is one you want to bet now. I mean, if the weather isn't as bad, if there isn't as much snow, you can always play back on game day. But right now, bet the under. The money's only going to continue to pour in on that one.
That's interesting. Joe on Twitter wants you to look ahead, that's fine. He says, what does Brad think about the Florida-Georgia line? What will it be in Jacksonville? And, again, Florida's not even practicing right now.
Yeah, I think I'm a little higher on Georgia and a little lower on Florida in the market. I got it around 4. I think some people probably want to bet Florida on that line. But I know Florida's got the quarterback edge. But, again, to me, Georgia's got the better overall roster, and Dan Mullen hasn't figured out how to beat Kirby Smart yet. So the fact that Florida's had a shutdown the facility and hasn't been doing anything for a week or so, I think that's going to be a big-time negative. So right now my line would be Georgia 4.
Did the Alabama performance against Georgia change your thinking any on the chalk at the very top? Did it move any?
Right now I got Alabama and Ohio State even as far as a power rating, right around the number 2 slot. I got Clemson 1. To me, Clemson just I know they haven't played somebody like a Georgia like Alabama has, but I can't get over the fact that Trevor Lawrence should be. I mean, I think he's better than half the quarterbacks right now starting in the NFL. That's how good I think Trevor Lawrence is. So I have Clemson 1, Alabama, Ohio State right in that 2 slot. The decimal points difference between those two. Ohio State, was the team that I ranked number 1 in the summer. I just haven't seen them yet. And I've seen Clemson and Alabama, and both, in my opinion, kind of exceeded. Believe it or not, they've exceeded expectations so far that I had for them in the summer.
Major Moves, who was a West Virginia fan entire life, sent me an email about 2 weeks ago, said, Bill, I'm out. I'm going searching out a new team. I don't know if he's found his new team. But he says, ask Brett that I think it's a dog week, meaning a underdog week. Should he take the Cuse and the Huskers is his question.
Oh, wow. What? Nebraska's probably my preference there. This is just a gut feel. I don't have the numbers to back up. The numbers say take Ohio State. I mean, they've owned Nebraska. They're 5-1 against Nebraska since the Huskers joined the Big Ten. And even counting the loss in those 6 games, the Buckeyes have won by an average of 27.5 points per game, right around where the spread is for this week. I mean, I bet Nebraska in last year's game. I mean, that was ugly. It is the second largest underdog role ever for Nebraska. And here's why it's a gut instinct. I mean, it's been quiet out of Lincoln the last month. I know there was a lot of talk when the Big Ten originally shut down. But as far as talk about this year's football team on the field, unlike the last couple seasons where the Huskers have gotten a lot of preseason hype, they haven't this year. They haven't moved markets here in Las Vegas. So I just have a gut feeling that they'll stay within the number. I mean, it's not going to be a big bet for me, just a small one, but I'll take Nebraska there. The Cuse-Clemson game, I mean, I'm certain I can't lay 46. I'm not built to lay. It's tough for me to lay more than 2 touchdowns a lot of times. So I'm not going to lay 46. But I'll say this: I think when it's all said and done, I mean, we're going to treat this year's Syracuse team like we've had Kansas teams, Rutgers teams of the past. I mean, right now the Orange are down to less than 60 scholarships. I mean, the scholarship limit for the FCS level is 63, and right now the Orange are under 60. So I think they'll win one game this year. That's how bad it's going to be. And then they already got that one win behind them.
Pac-12, Dave, says, ask Brad, is BYU legit? He says they win a lot, but their schedule is poor.
So, I mean, I just, my power rating pretty much is that, you know, who would be favored over who on a neutral? And I got BYU, and I just added everybody now. So all the 127 teams that are playing this fall, I finally put them in my newsletter, updated all the power rankings and ranked them all. I have BYU 22. So are they as good as their AP poll ranking? No. But, I mean, hell, when you get a group of five team, and I know BYU is more of a tweener. I shouldn't even say group of five. I get offended by that. But that's pretty good. When you get in the top 25 of a Vegas power rating, you're a pretty decent team. And we'll see. I mean, they still got a couple of tough games, especially at Boise State here in a couple of weeks on a Friday night. That'll be their next big test. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing BYU go unbeaten, at least getting into a major bowl game this year.
Mr. LC on Twitter, ask Brad if after all the compliments Liberty has been getting, could they be getting a little bit too full of themselves, and could Southern Miss ruin the party and cover the 13.5?
I can tell you this, a sharp betting group has taken Liberty, and that number has really popped up to 13, and it was 10. It's 13.5. I bet it closes 14. So if you're treating this like a stock market, the number, in my opinion, is only going to go up on Liberty, and it's gone up significantly already. I mean, keep in mind, Southern Miss has an interim coach. The interim coach now, who's the offensive play caller, he's out with COVID. So they're down to a third-string coach for them, and they lost now their play caller on the offense side of the ball. So what I saw was a lot of money coming on Liberty, and then next level thinking was I saw a sharp group take the under because you're removing the play caller out of Southern Miss. So I can't fade Liberty with so much unrest for Southern Miss. They've dealt with COVID issues for several weeks now, and it hasn't been an overall good look to begin with. Liberty has looked the part. I would lean Liberty, but I'd probably prefer that next level thinking and take under 60.5.
West Coast Sooner says, Bill, ask Brad if he likes UAB plus 3 tonight.
You know what I do? I mean, I'm worried because all the money has just been pouring in left and right on UL Lafayette. I mean, keep in mind, earlier this week, UAB was a 2-point favorite, now a 3-point underdog, 5-point moves. I mean, you don't see that too often, and I know I tweet about 5-point moves all the time. That's off a world opener that's given out on a Sunday morning. This was a legitimate line you could find 24 hours later on UAB minus 2, and yet it's moved 5 points from that. That you don't see very often. So the concern for me is anytime you see a move like this year, is it COVID-related? Does somebody have inside information? So that gives me some pause. Well, my ratings say UAB's the play here, and I got a nice trend for you that say UAB's the play. It's easy. 21-0, and here's the trend. UAB's won 21 straight home games, and now they're catching a field goal at home here. They've covered a lot of those home games to the tune of about 80% of the time. They've covered those home games. So UAB, 21 straight home wins, now an underdog. Yeah, give me the Blazers tonight, plus 3.
We will take the break. Brad, I'll tease what we'll lead off with when we come back, and that would be a question from Chris in New York about South Carolina LSU. So that's where we will start when we come back. We'll let you know how you can get all of Brad's information as well here shortly, so hang with us. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, Friday edition with us every Friday right here in this hour slot, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic out here, but it's moving fairly decent. 65 here up through Cool Springs Mall, or past Cool Springs Mall here in Williamson County. Traffic's looking good. Down I-40 at the airport area there. It's a Donaldson exit. Traffic's still a little bit tied up. 100 block at Trinity Lane, East Nashville from that earlier wreck. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chug, your on-time traffic.
George. Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in-store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of showers, high 80. Showers likely tonight, low 53. Cloudy tomorrow, high 62. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 53. And mostly cloudy Sunday, high 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Brad Powers with us, his site, bradpowersports.com. Chris is a big Gamecock fan in New York. And his question is, ask Brad about South Carolina against Coach O, and Coach O is going to start T.J. Finley, a true freshman quarterback, my local Ponchatoula, Louisiana kid. Miles Brennan is a no-go, that oblique tear mending, but he's not ready. Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I lean South Carolina. I just think, you know, the market's not properly accounting for the loss of Miles Brennan right now. I mean, I've seen Finley play as far as, you know, saw him in some preseason stuff. I mean, it looks like he has the physical tools. We'll see, you know, as far as, you know, managing a game plan here in the SEC for your first start. While I lean South Carolina, my preference is actually the under. And, again, this is kind of next level. The type of deeper thinking here. And to me, LSU is going to have a way more conservative game plan than what they had under Miles Brennan. I don't think they're going to be throwing it all over the field. And on the flip side, I think LSU's defense, which has really struggled this year, I think they just match up better with South Carolina's offense. I expect Derek Stingley to take away Chai Smith, the outstanding wide receiver for the Gamecocks. And I just think a week off, they'll reset that defense a little bit, which has been atrocious. A lot of money is coming in on the under, but I still prefer under 55 here. I think it's more of an old school, what we grew up with, you know, the 80s, 90s SEC game.
What is the side?
Right now, LSU is a six-point home favorite. And, again, I would lean South Carolina. The Gamecocks have made me money this year. And, really, I mean, they've covered every game except the opener against Tennessee, which was pretty much a push.
Jordan, who is a Purdue student, called in last hour, and big Boilermaker Fenny's excited about the season starting. He wants to know about Purdue, Iowa, and your thoughts. You can touch the side, but your thoughts on the total.
Side is Iowa a 3-point road favorite. I'm just going to hit that quick because, yeah, you know, I did have a trend that I tweeted out, got a lot of play. This is remarkable considering the consistency. Iowa is a road favorite, 21 straight wins on the road as a favorite. That's straight up 21 straight wins. But against the spread, they're 17-3 with one push in there. So remarkable consistency from the Hawkeyes. That alone, I can't bet on. I want to bet on Purdue this year because I think there's going to be some value, but that trend keeps me off of it there. So pass on the side. Boy, 53, it seems a little light for a Purdue total. But what worries me, obviously, you're taking Jeff Fromm out of the play calling. His brother Brian's going to coach there. Purdue's going to get better quarterback play. Rondell Moore's back in the lineup. Man, I want to take over 53, but, again, this line seems about right. I mean, I'll tell you what I put in my newsletter. At Iowa, 28-24. So that's telling you right there, I don't see too much value side or total on this one.
Next, and this is something we discussed earlier on the show, Noel Corr down on the Emerald Coast. Ask Brad the confidence level betting Florida State and the rest of their non-Clemson games. He says last week's game was a good sign. And last hour, Brad, we were talking. I like what I saw from Florida State in that North Carolina game, but I need to see the follow-through. They got to go to Louisville. Give everybody your estimate.
Yeah, I'm on an island on this one, but I like Louisville. I have bet on both teams last 2 weeks against Notre Dame and have, you know, cashed both tickets. But, you know, I love the fact of the matter is I love more data points, and I can do comparisons of games and how they play out. I can do comparisons of lines. So bear with me for just 30 seconds here. Let's compare since they played at Notre Dame in South Bend each of the last 2 weeks. Florida State was plus 21 against Notre Dame, lost by 16. Louisville, that line last week closed Louisville plus 15.5. And the Cards lost by 5. That line is the line at Notre Dame the last 2 weeks is telling you Louisville was about 5 points better than Florida State. Okay, the line's 5 in this game. That makes kind of sense. The fact of the matter is, though, it's at Louisville. So to me, that's some mispricing there. And I think the market probably overreacted to Florida State's outright win over North Carolina last week. Hell, I was impressed too, but man, I mean, they had to hang on for dear life. I mean, North Carolina was just a little bit more competent in that second half. They'd probably come back and win that game. Louisville, to me, is just underrated. I know they've lost 4 straight games, but they still have outgained their opponents on the season despite their record. Meanwhile, Florida State is still being outgained on the season. I like the Cards here. Let's call it kitchen notes, Louisville minus the 5.
While you touched on it, Notre Dame defensively against a Louisville team with some weapons played well, just really one drive in the game. Then the offense got very little done. They ran the ball with some success, relative success, didn't throw the ball well at all in that game against a Louisville defense, which has not been very good this year. They got to go to Pitt. And do we know if it's Kenny Pickett or Joey Yellen at quarterback? And I think you told me a week ago you were looking at Pitt and you thought you'd probably get a good number. Is that the case?
Yeah, got a good number. Some money did show finally on Pitt. Took out what we call in Vegas the hook. I mean, you could have gotten Pitt like plus 10.5. Now it's plus 10. Still like it, though. But Bob Stakehouse, Pittsburgh for me. Couple of things here. Number one, I think Pitt matches up well with Notre Dame. I mean, Pitt's strength is their defensive line. That's going up against Notre Dame's strength. So I think that kind of cancels each other out. I got to tell you, Notre Dame giving up 4 sacks to Louisville last week, that's a concern going up against one of the best pass-rushing teams in college football in Pittsburgh this week. I think the biggest concern for Notre Dame is they can't throw the ball over the top and down the field. They just the wide receiver play has been subpar to say the least. And if you've watched Notre Dame, at least Brian Kelly against Pat Narduzzi, that's how he's attacked Narduzzi, because Narduzzi likes to play that press man coverage, whether it's back to Michigan State or, you know, since he's been at Pitt. And Notre Dame would just throw over the top a lot of times, either get a penalty or actually complete the pass. I'm not sure Notre Dame could do that. So that's a major question mark for me. And to me, Notre Dame's overrated because they just, I mean, who have they played? I mean, the four teams are a combined 3-16 against FBS competition this year. That's not good, especially with Notre Dame struggling against those teams. I get it, Pitt's lost three straight, but, I mean, two were by a single point. Yeah, I mean, change of play in those two games, and Pitt's 5-1 coming in this game. I get it. I'm considering Kenny Pickett to be out. So, I mean, it'd be only a bonus if he comes in the lineup. I don't think Joey Yellen is a significant downgrade from Kenny Pickett. That's just my take on that. And then finally, to wrap it up, and again, Pittsburgh's my top play of the week. Pitt just—it doesn't matter if it's Lou Holtz or, you know, Brian Kelly or Charlie Weiss or anybody. Pitt plays Notre Dame tough. I mean, 10 of the last 12 meetings have been decided by one possession. I'm getting two possessions and a total of 42.5. It's tough to get separation when your total is 42.5, though. Again, Pittsburgh for me, Bob Stakehouse, top play of the week.
And what is the side there again?
Plus 10. Pittsburgh plus 10.
Wow. That, now, you know the wise guys. I don't. That's a big number right there now.
Yeah, I mean, concerning that, you know, the number was big. I mean, maybe they're playing into it. But it would have been concerning to me if we never saw Pitt money show. We finally saw some Pittsburgh. It was right. 11 and 10.5. We finally saw that come in yesterday. That gives me a little bit more confidence.
All right. This is something we've talked about, but we'll repeat it because I understand people come and go, and they don't get to hear every answer. So give the Cliff Notes. Another reason why I'm doing this one, a repeat one, is the name is Mackey Maniacs, and it says Mackey Arena. So I have to honor that, right? I have to take that into consideration, the name. Wants to know, though, about the UAB Louisiana game. He says, I took it at +1.5. And it's up to +3 currently. Cliff Notes.
Yeah, UAB is the pick for me. That, I mean, I'm just going to tell you, that's what I'm going to release to my VIP clients tonight, UAB +3. It's not going to be a big bet. It's going to be a pizza bet. That's my favorite side or total for tonight. It does concern me that all the money's come in on Lafayette, but we saw all the money come in on Louisiana last week against Coastal Carolina. That proved to be wrong. I think it'll prove to be wrong tonight. UAB +3 is the pick.
Take it to break, Brad. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Make sure you check out all the newsletter information. Every single newsletter I've put out so far this season, you can download it for free. If you like what you see, Big Ten is starting up, Pac-12 coming up in a couple weeks, and you want to sign up for the rest of the season, it's college football, it's NFL, it's every single game, it's top picks of the week. You're covered through the Super Bowl. $79 is the price. You go to bradpowersports.com, you click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Keep them coming, everybody. I will pass those along to Brad, bradpowersports.com, handicapping this hour every Friday of the year, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along down 65 right now through Madison all the way down to Trinity Lane. Sure, there's a couple of wrecks out here, including one in the 1500 block of Hay Street. That's going to be in the Midtown area. Wrapping up that crash, 100 block of Trinity Lane. Still looks good. 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin through Williamson County. Celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st. All the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Before the weekend's big football game, tune in to Against the Spread, the only sports handicapping show you need, every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio with Kevin Todd and Randy Rosenblum, the nation's number one sports handicapper. He turns outcomes into income. Against the Spread, every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. Rob in the 210, in his best Southern accent, says, hey, Bill, last year San Jose State done blowed out Arkansas. Please ask Brad about San Jose State as a home dog versus Air Force.
I lean that way. It's not a high-value bet. I actually think the market did a really good job pricing a lot of these Mountain West games this week, with a couple exceptions, but this one isn't one of them. So lean San Jose State for me. It'll be interesting to see who they actually go with at quarterback. It's either going to be Nick Starkel, who's, if you follow college football, you might know that name, the former Texas A&M and Arkansas quarterback, or a kid that I was impressed with on film, the backup last year for him, was a kid by the name of Nick Nash. So it'll be interesting to see who they go with. Obviously, Air Force already has a game under their belt. It was a very impressive performance against Navy that they had a couple weeks ago. But, I've said this stat a couple times. I think the market overreacts to it. Teams that are playing their first game, they have the advantage, not the teams that have already played. The teams that are playing the first game of the season this year are 23-9 against the spread against teams that have already played. It's better to have game film on your opponent than actually played. So I do lean San Jose State plus 7.
Jeff, 2. This is a good question. What are the Heisman odds on Mac Jones right now compared to the start of the season?
I think they've been at least cut in half. I'm going to have to look at that.
Okay.
And I'll tweet it out. But he was in that 20 to 1, 25 to 1 range. And I think it was cut in half. He was like down to like 10 to 1. So, yeah, it's significantly improved. I still think Trevor Lawrence is the favorite, last I checked. I know the biggest riser is going to be Wilson, the quarterback out of BYU. I don't have updated numbers. So, again, I got homework. I got to tweet that one out along with the weather link.
Jason says, ask Brad, what is the latest line on Bama versus the Vols, and does Bama cover?
So Alabama just took another round of money. It's at the 21.5, coming off a relatively key number of 21. Key number being, you know, just your general football scores, 3, 7, 10, 14, 21, and now up to 21.5. So Bama, could really, I'm not stunned by it. I mean, they've been taking the money left and right all week. Makes sense. They're off an impressive performance against Georgia. Tennessee's off back-to-back subpar performances. I can't lay 21.5. I don't want to take it, though. You're not going to hear me say take Tennessee plus 21.5. Bob Steakhouse bet on Tennessee. You're not going to hear me say that. Again, this is more of a gut feel. I think Alabama's defense matches up well with Tennessee. Man, maybe, you know, Alabama's offense isn't clicking like they were in earlier the season in the second half against Georgia. So just a sneaky suspicion for me. It's a lower-scoring game. I think that the total is a little pricey. Why? Alabama games are 4-0 to the over this year. I'm going to lean under 66 in the game third Saturday in October. Don't see much value in the side.
Another question from Mackie Maniacs. Ask Brad, do you see any upset potential in the IU versus Penn State game? He says the line is now down to 5.5.
You know what I do? I would certainly take Indiana plus the points here. Obviously concerns over, you know, Penn State loses one of the top defensive players in the country, Micah Parsons. Then this week, Journey Brown, their outstanding running back, looks like he could miss the season. And Indiana's competed quite well against Penn State the last 2 years, losing by 5 and 7 points. I don't think people understand how good Indiana is. I mean, they're a borderline top 25 team when it comes to a Vegas power rating. So yeah, the Hoosiers have 16 returning starters. I like their quarterback, Michael Penix. He's got a higher ceiling than Peyton Ramsey, their quarterback who replaced him last year after Penix got hurt. So Indiana plus 6 is the pick there. Let me say this, though. Here's why it's not one of my top plays of the week. As I was reading everything, I really wanted to take Indiana as a top play of the week. But then I started reminding myself, Indiana did lose their offensive coordinator, Kalen DeBoer, who's very well thought of. He's now the Fresno State head coach. A lot of people think he's an up-and-comer in the industry. And also keep in mind, in a COVID year, Indiana lost their strength and conditioning staff. Who hired their staff? Nick Saban in Alabama. So that could be a significant loss for the Hoosier program that nobody's really looking into.
Royal Payne, and this is one I've been thinking about, says, ask Brad, the under in the Auburn-Ole Miss game is 71, the over-under. I feel Auburn will run Tank Bigsby, the freshman running back, he says, and run clock in that game, and Auburn's defense hold serve enough. Can Auburn's defense hold serve enough, I should say, to stay under the number? Tell you what, Brett, and I know each Saturday is a new Saturday, and maybe Auburn plays well, but they look like a team that's real shaky right now, particularly the defense. Most of the defense problems are personnel losses from a year ago, but the offense is not clicking. You got the quarterback and the main receiver and the coordinator all in a tizzy. They just look shaky to me, man.
I agree with that. And that's why, I mean, last week my top play of the week was fading Auburn. I don't like anything I've seen from Auburn in any of their games so far. Now, I will, on their behalf, I mean, statistically, probably should have beaten South Carolina last week. They outgained the Gamecocks by 200 yards, but, you know, came down to Bo Nix interceptions, three of them, led to three touchdowns for the South Carolina. I know the question was about the total. It's 71.5. I'm not going to recommend an under in an Ole Miss game, but, you know, my pure power ratings say the total should be in the 68, 69 range, so I would actually lean under there. My preference, though, would be to take the hook. Plus 3.5 Ole Miss. I think they're a live dog. Not only do I think they can cover, I think they – I actually trust Ole Miss to rebound after Matt Corral threw 6 picks last week. I trust him to rebound more than I do Bo Nix and Auburn's offense at this point. Ole Miss plus 3.5 would be the pick in that game for me.
Jeff in Chicago, we all know, loves IU. He says, Brad, great breakdown on Louisville, Florida State. He says, feels like Indiana is getting a lot of love to cover the 6.5 versus Penn State, but no Hamler, Parsons, Brown for Penn State. You just talked about that, but he just reiterating a little bit.
Yeah, I think Indiana's the sharp play there. A lot of money's come in on Indiana. I think take the 6+6, but – you know, don't fire everything on it, because I'm going to be real interested to see what the public does tomorrow. Public bets on game day. That's when they wait. That's when they want to bet. They are going to want to lay the points with Penn State, a proven commodity. They are going to think Penn State's the play there. I think it's setting up to be kind of a pros versus Joes type of game. So, bet you can take the +6, but keep a little bit reserved for possibly a better number come tomorrow.
Josh, who's a big Buckeye, he says, can I ask? Yes, you can, about an NFL game. He says, ask Brad about Steelers and Titans.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big one. I don't think many had both of these teams 5-0 entering this one. Tennessee took a ton of money a couple days ago, and the line moved like 3 points in their favor, moving from like a 1.5, 2-point underdog to now a 1.5-point favorite for the Titans. I'm going to lean, though, with the Steelers, who have the better defense, and I'll still take Ben Roethlisberger over Tannehill. So, to me, not a high-value pick, but I do lean Pittsburgh there.
Jim and Ramsey, I got to ask about this one. Rutgers makes their debut at Michigan State. Of course, Michigan State's got a new coach, a new head coach in both games, or for both teams, I should say. What's your thinking here?
Lean Rutgers, but I'm disappointed that with the Big Ten schedule makers, because I want to fade Michigan State more than any team in the Big Ten, maybe more than any team nationally this year. Very inexperienced. Coach was hired very late in the process. And, boy, of all those Big Ten teams that were really pushing to play, Michigan State, I don't think, was pushing to play for a reason. Rutgers will be improved under Schiano. I just don't know how much in game one of his first season. – So just a lean for Rutgers +13.5. But, anybody that wants to bet that game, okay, I hope you win. But secretly, I kind of want Michigan State to, crush Rutgers. Why? Because I can then have big plays fading Michigan State the next couple of weeks. So, personally, I want Michigan State to win and cover easily. But as far as where I think the value is, I do think Rutgers +13.5 makes sense to me.
About 3 games that I want to touch on. We'll take one more break, get Brad in and out of here. 3 games, I just looked at, and we have not touched on them, and I would be remiss to not acknowledge them. So we'll do it. We'll take the break right here. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Still moving right along down 65 right now through Madison all the way down to Trinity Lane. Sure, there's a couple of wrecks out here, including one in the 1500 block of Hay Street that's going to be in the Midtown area, wrapping up that crash 100 block of Trinity Lane. Still looks good, 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin through Williamson County. Celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, now through November 1st. All the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City. The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of showers, high 80. Showers likely tonight, low 53. Cloudy tomorrow, high 62. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 53. And mostly cloudy Sunday, high 72. Utilize the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Brad, if you want to give us the cliff notes here, because I got a couple for you. Baylor, Texas, and the top story in that game is literally, what's the team going to do when the game's over and it's time to sing Eyes of Texas? Seriously, but on the field, what's going on there in your opinion? Are you there, Brad?
What a song. It's unbelievable.
I know.
You know, I want to fade Baylor, though. I haven't seen much out of Baylor. The first-year coach, inexperienced. They've had COVID issues all fall camp. I really think if they were playing anybody else, I would play against Baylor. But right now, I can't play on Texas. And I mentioned this. I don't want to play on Texas anytime soon with everything that's going on with that program. So it's almost a no-bet for me game. If you told me I could take 10.5, that would be my preference with Baylor. But right now the spread's 9. Honestly, no bet for me. I wouldn't bet this with $20 of your money, Bill.
The Oklahoma State-Iowa State game. I probably should have brought that up earlier. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we go from something I can't bet to something that's one of my favorite plays of the week. Iowa State plus 3.5 is the pick for me. I think Oklahoma State's overrated. Certainly, they're number 6 ranking in the AP poll. Overrated, in my opinion. And I just think a lot of value comes into if you're just diving into the box scores. Iowa State wasn't as bad as the final against Louisiana, that one loss. Iowa State gave up a touchdown on the last play of the game against TCU, so I thought they were better than that final. Iowa State gave up a 90-yard blocked field goal return for a touchdown against Texas Tech. Otherwise, that final is more dominating. Oklahoma State, for some reason, kicked a field goal with 30 seconds left against Tulsa, made that score a little bit more respectable. They scored late against West Virginia, got a fumble return there. They've been off for several weeks. Iowa State and Matt Campbell and his preference, the underdog role, where he's 73% against the spread as an underdog as a head coach at Iowa State. Give me the Cyclones plus 3.5.
Another one I should have brought up early. Cincinnati and SMU.
All the money's come in on SMU. I'd consider it sharp. You know, Cincinnati had COVID issues, so, I mean, that might be a concern there. I'm not overly impressed with SMU, even though they're 5-0. Man, if it goes to 3, I mean, right now it's SMU, a 2.5-point favorite. If it goes to 3, I'll lean with Cincinnati. Right now it's kind of a no bet. It's a no man's land.
Brad, tell everybody how they can get your info.
BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, check out the newsletter for the rest of the year. NFL, college, it's $79. Gets emailed to you weekly through the Super Bowl. $79. BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Oh, and I'm getting reminders. Link the weather site.
Yeah, I tweeted it.
Did you? Okay, good.
It's
good.
Out there already.
I got it. Okay. Thanks, Brad. See you next week, sir.
All right. Take care, guys.
There you go. There he is. There he is, Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com. I know that he's been doing this with us a long time. I think he said 10 years, Crazy Charlie. I think so. Anyways, I think it's getting better. I do. I think it's getting better. Now, I'll tell you where it gets better. Brad's always going to be good, okay? I don't really. My role here, this hour, is different from my role most of the shows, right? I'm just relaying questions. That's my job. So nothing really changes with me. Where it's getting better is your questions. Yeah, the questions that are coming in, I like the variety. That's where it gets better. And I think it's clearly maturing nicely with you folks and your participation. All good. I don't think we left anything out. That's what I was doing there the last 5 minutes, as I was going down the list and I was trying to find, is there a game here, just a monster omission that we did not touch on? And you may find something you're interested in, but for the most part, Virginia Tech Wake, didn't touch on that. But most everything we were able to touch on there. Yeah, I think we got to Mackie Maniacs. So Mackie Arena can tweet. Did you know that? Yes, an arena can actually tweet, and this arena at Purdue is interested in football betting. I like that. I think Mackie, look, Mackie Arena needs to get its own like betting kiosk right there on site. I'm sure that would go over well. Yeah, I think we touched on it. And Jeff 2's question about Mac Jones and the Heisman odds, and Brad said his estimation is probably cut in half since, let's say, right before the first game. It's probably a good estimation. Yeah, he's putting up – and those numbers aren't going to settle, I don't think. I think he's going to continue to put up big numbers. How can you not, when you're playing like he is – and you have the receivers. You've got three wide receivers that all score the ball. That would be, what would that be in basketball terms? You've got your starting five in basketball. And I know it's 11 in football and five in basketball. But it'd be like having three players who all average 20. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, it's – and they've got a big back former five-star Najee Harris. Probably hasn't played in his career like he's a five-star. Starting to develop that. He's had his moments. No, he's had his moments when he's been very good. But he hasn't been special. That might be changing this year, the way he's performing. Yeah, might be. So, yeah, I think we touched on a ton there. Bo up in, actually in Gallatin. Ask Brad about the low sucker line on the Vols Tide game. Alabama should be favored by many touchdowns, and Bill, it's only 20. Yeah, he touched on it earlier. I look, the way these two teams are playing, it looks like Alabama 49-7 or something, doesn't it? I mean, I hate to say that. I like it to be competitive, but it doesn't look that way. Now, I know an angle some of you will bring up. Bill, Nick likes Jeremy. He does. But that doesn't mean he's not going to coach hard. But would he be easier on Jeremy? Let's say in the second half. Let's say the thing's done at halftime, which it might well be. Does he put in Bryce Young and start feeding the younger running backs just to get the heck out of there? We've got this thing in control. There's no threat. I mean, Nick doesn't run it up necessarily on people at all. But you know, Nick's out there to coach. He's not out there to help the opponent. I wouldn't bet that game. But if I had to, I'd probably take Alabama minus all the points. Just those teams are so much further apart than I anticipated. At least the last look we got from both of them. It's amazing. You go from up at Georgia at halftime to collapsing. Seriously. Halftime, you have a lead at Georgia. Now, probably fortunate to have the lead. But nonetheless, on the scoreboard, you're on top. To a total collapse in six quarters. Mainly the offense now. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. Dow and S&P up, NASDAQ down. That's what I just saw. I've been so busy and immersed, I just noticed that. At Billis King on Twitter. Get to a high school game if you can. We don't have a high school game, at least the school where my boys are at. They have an off week, and they've already had two cancellations on them prior. They got one more regular season next Friday. But I'll have a high school game on one TV. College is on the other. I can't wait. Triple D, too. Yeah, I'll have Triple D on one of the TVs. I love Friday nights. Lodge Pop.